Hello.
Hey, Jake, this is a very new defense you're going up against. A lot of changes from last year. What have you seen on film and what are you expecting? Obviously with Sean McDermott instead of Jim Johnson as the coordinator as well.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of the same things. You know, it's a it's kind of hard to get away with what works. And obviously what works on their defense is it's just the pressure and some great corners. And you look across the board where they're ranked last year. I want to say like third overall, fourth against the run, and you know, third against the pass. And, you know, just they're a team who really gets up the field. They send pressure at you, and they got some outstanding playmakers in the secondary.
Jake, what's it like going up against your defense now in practice, now that you've kind of had this strange transition, I guess, to a cover two, even though your head coach is a big attack-type defense guy?
It is very different, you know, and it was very different all spring long because we were so used to, like you said, different, you know, basically a one-high-type look most of the time and a lot of pressure and things like that. So, you know, we had to hit a lot more checkdowns, I guess you could say, but you know, I know telling what our defense will have, just like every team. You know, the Eagles are going to have some kind of new wrinkle, just like every other team in the NFL, new wrinkle to go into the first game plan. But it was very different, I know, going throughout the course of the offseason and through training camp.
Jake, neither one of these teams, neither you guys or the Eagles, had particularly impressive preseasons. Can you take anything out of the preseason anymore?
You know what? It's a you know, if we would have gone 4-0, then I'm going to be sitting here telling you absolutely. I mean, it all depends. You know, we were nicked up pretty good, I think, in the preseason, and we're not a very big game plan team whatsoever in the preseason. So we're a training camp install mode type of football team, and we just kind of go along, and we're going to react to what we get for preseason games. But, you know, I think we're getting some guys back healthy, and that's going to help us out. Certainly, I think everybody loves to be all great in the preseason and whatnot. But let's be honest, it still is the preseason, and guys are winning jobs, and certain guys are held out. So you just got to – guys know what they need to get ready, and that's what you do.
When you see that the team you're playing is going to start a rookie at safety, do you think, do you think that that's maybe a weakness and that's why a rookie is starting, or do you automatically – wonder about that rookie and think that maybe he's a little bit better than advertised?
No, I've tried to watch a lot of film on him, and one of our tight ends was a Virginia Tech guy, and so, you know, he had great things to say about him, you know, as a football player. So I think he's a kid who obviously had some chances and made the most of it. But certainly I think what helps too, he's got some heck of a football players on the back end with him. And, you know, that's always – I think that's so great for a rookie, especially when you have veteran guys around you, because they expect you to play at a certain level, and it speeds up your learning curve.
So you don't breathe a little sigh of relief knowing that Brian Dawkins isn't back there then?
Well, I think Brian – you know, everybody knows how great of a player he was and still is, in my opinion. You know, just a guy who he's a football player. I don't know there's any other way to put it. You just got certain guys who are football players, and Brian is a great player. But obviously, I think throughout the course of time, the Eagles personnel have kind of known, the personnel department has done a great job of replacing guys and things like that. So, you know, they feel comfortable there.
Jake, what are your feelings about Donovan McNabb, both personally and professionally?
Personally, I think he's one of the finest people I've ever met. And professionally, I think he's one of the most underrated quarterbacks to play the football game. Doesn't get enough credit. I think he's outstanding. I think he's a winner. I think his enthusiasm is infectious. And I just can't say enough good things about him. For year in and year out, the way this guy has played, I think he's outstanding.
Trent Dilfer did this ESPN quarterbacks rankings. I don't know if you – did you read it, Jake? Or
I can't say I've seen anything lately. I got two young little girls, and besides watching Disney Channel or something, I can't say as much else I've seen or read.
Well, Donovan was sixth, and you were right behind him. How do you feel about that? Is that too low for you guys? Or?
Oh, I mean, you know what? I truly believe the little I know, like I know Donovan, is that we could care less as long as we win on Sunday. I mean, that's the main goal. You do whatever you got to do, and you win on Sunday. So wherever you're going to rank somebody or whatnot, it really doesn't matter. Can you do enough for your team to win? I know that's my feelings, and I have a pretty strong indication that's the way he plays too, just to get his team to win.
Jake, you guys have been going against each other for a while now, 2003. I think was the first year, but can you talk about that? That doesn't happen a lot with all the quarterbacks.
No, it doesn't. And honestly, I think that's just the way the NFL is. We're constantly under attack, but that's why these jobs are so precious, be it a coach or be it a player. I mean, when's the last time three offensive coordinators are gone before the opening day of the season? I mean, that's the nature of this business, and that's part of it. You're going to be under attack at all times, you know, and I'm lucky enough to still be here, you know, and I know Donovan feels the same way. You know, I wish I could have started my career here like he has started his in Philly. I think there's something special about that. But, you know, I think we both try to work hard and do what's right for our team.
Jake, how eager are you, everybody knows about your last game, to get that behind you?
You know what? Yeah, it's a, it was. I was awful. I was absolutely terrible in the playoff game. You know, I've said that. That's one thing I didn't do is running high from it. But I guess, you know, having, you know, all of training camp, August 1st, the day we report and things like that, it kind of, you answer that question so much. And I don't think about it, I'll be honest with you. You know, it was one of those days that I didn't play well early on, and I really pressed after that to try to keep us in it. So just got to come back out and just try to play football, not try to be someone who I'm not. And, you know, that's the I guess that's how I look at it, because I've played bad games before. You know, I think I've bounced back well. So, you know, and this is a tough challenge to try to bounce back against a heck of a defense like Philly.
Jake, you're playing behind an offensive line that was the same as last year, basically, and Donovan's certainly the opposite. How hard is it at your position to deal with a new offensive line, especially who hasn't been together in preseason in a live game?
Well, you know, it's certainly nice that we're going to have the same five back that we had for the majority of last year. We had we had some nicks across the board last year, so we had a ton of guys who had to step in and play. But you know, Donovan's been working with a lot of his guys, and I have a feeling he's going to be pretty confident with his guys.
Jeff Ota is a guy from up this way. Has he kind of looked forward to this game at all? Have you talked to him about it? Or
you know what? I think everybody looks forward to the first game of the season. You know, it's certainly with rookies to know what to expect. I think someone like Jeff Stature, a first round pick last year, who came in, we put him at right tackle and did an unbelievable job. So now he knows what it's about. And you saw a different person, I think, in training camp, not as quiet as last year because he was learning so much, more trying to work on technique and things like that. But, you know, it's going to be a big game for all of us because it's the first one.
Safe to say you were impressed with how Jeff came along his rookie year?
Yeah, I thought Jeff Ota did a great job. I absolutely, you know, he's a very big, very athletic and strong, and, you know, he we put him in there, and he battled some ankle injuries along the way, but very tough guy and did a great job.
Jake, what's last time you played these guys, Lito had a pretty big interception against you.
Right, the Monday night game.
Right, he's gone now. What's the biggest difference between him and Asante as cornerbacks?
Well, I think they're both ball hawkers, and I think they both make great plays on the football. You know, it's Asante did that in New England. And it certainly it wasn't the scheme because it carried over into last year. You know, watching all the tape on him this week, he does a great job of reading and recognizing. You can tell he's a very intelligent player. But both the corners, you can just see the way they play and watching their hips and their feet. They're very sharp. They're, you know, it's a they're both solid, solid football players.
Jake, how much easier is your job having those two running backs with D'Angelo and Stewart?
Well, I think anytime you have a solid running game, it makes things good. You know, since 2003, we only had a 1,000-yard rusher, and that was the year we went to the Super Bowl with Steven Davis, and last year we were able to get that. That's the kind of game that Coach Fox wants to play, solid defense, special teams, and be a power running team. I think over the course of time, that's kind of been what wins for the most part in the NFL. So it was nice to have those two young guys. But the biggest thing for me that I took more pride in was watching somebody like D'Angelo, who honestly – people were wanting Jonathan to be the starter last year. You know, I was fielding those questions from the media, and we never gave D'Angelo a true opportunity to shine. And I thought we did that in offseason last year, getting Mohsin Muhammad back and addressing some issues with the offensive line. And he did a great job. But he's a kid who works his tail off and practices hard, and I'm unbelievably proud of him and Jonathan.
How is Jonathan? I know he hasn't practiced much because of the Achilles.
Yeah, he's doing good. We had practice today, and he looked pretty good.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Guys, take care. Bye-bye.